Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing,
yep.
man?
Hey, I'm good. Who is this?
This is Timothy.
Oh,
this is your host.
Okay, cool. What's up, Timothy?
How you doing, man?
I'm good.
No, I'm honored to have you on,
man.
Say
what?
No problem. I said, glad to have you on.
Oh, man, that's cool, man. Good. Glad to be on.
No problem, man. Do me a favor, man. Go ahead. Before we chat it up, man, introduce yourself to my listeners, man. Let them know who you are, man. Let them know, you know, what great music you do, man.
Well, this is Sean Locke, the gentleman nobleman Sean Locke, and I do urban rock, hip hop music.
All right, man. So tell me and my listeners, man, how did this all come about? How did this journey begin with you doing music and everything?
Oh, it started off with me doing choreography, and of course, well, really from the very beginning, it was me hip hop, you know, doing b-boying and, you know, break dancing and, you know, rhyming and freestyling and stuff like that with my friends. And, you know, my talent for dance was a little bit more eye-catching, and people, you know, really paid more attention to that. And that kind of started me in the entertainment field where, you know, I was doing choreography for different people and things like that. And, you know, that kind of just continued to open doors here and there. So I ended up working with R. Kelly and Aaliyah and the rest of development. A couple of friends of mine, you know, they were working with a hip-hop group. And they were like, yeah, I got this group in Nashville I want you to work with. And, you know, I came out there and started working with them. And, you know, it was a long journey in between my faith and, you know, and getting to actually be on the microphone myself and doing the stuff myself, but it was a good thing. I got there.
Okay, well, congratulations on that, man. Are you still doing choreography?
No, I don't do it as much. Most of the time, I use it for my own show, but I don't really do it for, you know, other people. Because a lot of things that are happening right now with my own music is not enough time to really take on choreography for other groups.
Okay, I understand. Now, as far as musically, who are some of your influences?
Musically, oh man, there's a lot of different people. Of course, you know, I dig Lauryn Hill. I dig Sting. You know, there's so many. Donny Hathaway. You know, when you're talking about like rock music, you know, I think that I like Sting's style the most, and then, you know, Prince in there a little bit. You know, these are the influences that, you know, I started to, you know, grow into, because, like, when younger, I was mostly into hip-hop music, but my mom listened to a lot of blues and, you know, and jazz and stuff like that. So I think I just got a big mixing pot of gumbo of styles thrown at me. And so I think that's why my preferences is like it is.
Mm-hmm. Now, currently, what are you currently working on as we speak?
Currently working on, well, the record is, my album is pretty much wrapped up. We're probably going to be doing some new songs. You know, the current single, Something in Your Eyes, is doing really well. And I just got a call a minute ago from the producer, who did that song with me, and he's, you know, he's trying to get me to do another song to possibly squeeze on the album. And, you know, we just continue to keep working, because, you know, the more you you create, you know what I mean? You kind of bump some of the other songs that might have been, you know, okay. And,
right.
you know, so we're just trying to get the best projects, you know, as we can get.
What is the album going to be based on?
The album is based on life. The EP, Where It Never Begins, was the intro to Never I or Even, and you know, Where It Never Begins is basically talking about how, you know, you have a lot of naysayers, people that doubt you and say you'll never do this, you'll never be that because of who you are, where you come from. You know, some say never, you know, I say this is where it never begins, and I put a twist on everything people say you never be able to do, and I say that thing, that one never, is what I'm going to show you I can do, and this is it right here. This is where it never begins. So the album is an extension of that, you know, a full-on version of, because EP is only like maybe 7 songs, the full album, Never Out or Even. It's coming out first quarter, and it's just about relationships. It's about life. It's about, you know, my faith and you know, my point of view, you know, and dealing with different situations and you know, how I've learned to deal with different situations through my faith.
Mm-hmm. Now, when the listeners all pick up your music, or when they hear your music, what do you expect them to get out of your music when they hear a record from you?
Man, I think that the people that hear our music are going to be surprised at the how eclectic it is. You know, you'll have something that's kind of a pop type song, and then you'll have something that's really urban, and then you have something that's really rock, you know what I mean? So it's a really cool variety, and I think that people nowadays, with the way music is, you know, people are starting to dive into different styles of music because currently, you know, even in hip-hop music, you know, they're starting to dabble in more rock stuff and more pop stuff, you know what I mean, and club sounding songs, and then you got all these different rock groups, and you know, people are downloading on their iPods just all kinds of music, and I don't think a whole lot of people nowadays listen to, you know, one album completely through unless they're really, really big fan of a certain group. But you know, with them being able to select songs off albums on iTunes, you know, people are getting different tastes. You know what I mean? I think that they'll be able to get that in my record.
Mm-hmm. Now there's so many styles of music out here from many artists. What makes you different from anybody else that we're hearing today?
I think, well, one thing that makes me different is me being not trying to stay inside the box and say, okay, I'm this genre of music. You know what I mean? I think that, you know, having no genre, you know, it's not a lot of artists that are doing that. A lot of people are trying to, you know, make records that fit in with what's going on today. And what's, you know, and I think, you know, personally, I'm just a different person. You know what I mean? I'm not like everybody else. And, you know what I'm saying? I express that and embrace that and hold it up high. You know what I mean? And so...
Mm-hmm.
You'll be able to tell in the music, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of live instrumentation in the music, you know, a lot of creativity, my imagination, you know what I mean? Not somebody else's, you know, thoughts.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm not going to keep you long, but I want you to give out your website and give out more information on where my listeners can find out more information about you.
Yeah. Well, you can find out more about Sean Locke at seanlocke.com, and that's spelled S-H-O-N-L-O-C-K. It's the same thing on Twitter, you know, Twitter, Sean Locke, S-H-O-N-L-O-C-K, just like Locke. And Facebook, you know, I'm on there, and iTunes and all that good stuff. So if you guys want to come check out the music, you know, see what's going on my side, you know, hit up the website, hit up the Twitter, hit up the Facebook, you know. That's how we're doing all the social medias, you know, SoundLock.com, SoundLock.
Any shout-outs?
Shout-outs, yes. I want to shout-out to my band, The Monster, you know. That's another thing, you know, I'm traveling with a live band, and you know, it's a little bit different because of the fact that my band is not one of those bands that just play backup music, you know. I mean, they're out, you know, putting on a show and leaving people with something entertaining. And so, you know, I want to give them a shout-out. Shout-out to the Nobility. Shout-out to my Renegade Street Team. You know, all my friends and family. Mom, I'm coming home for Christmas.
All right, man. Do me a favor, man. Don't let this be your last visit on the show, man. Please feel free to come by anytime you see fit, man. And have a great holiday, man. Enjoy your Christmas and your New Year, man.
You too, bro. Thanks.
All right, man. You take care.
Okay. Bye.
Baby. It's wherever you want to go.
Just listen to the music. This is how we do it.
Sean Locke for coming on the show. Very, very talented artist. Make sure you guys go to SeanLocke.com and find out more information about him. I thank you so guys so much for listening to this one. I really appreciate you so much. Make sure you check out the website, TimothyHouseShow.web.com, for more information about the show. For some phone requests, call-ins, whatever, check out the website. Once again, shout out to Sean Locke for talented artist. Make sure you guys support him. All of you will miss Tony Braxton. Would I love me some him.
I'm never there.
shout out to the one and only Miss Regina Bell, legendary soul R&B artist. I'm going to continue things on with Miss Whitney Houston. Make sure you check her out on BET Inspiration Gospel. It's BET Celebration of Gospel. I think it is on BET Network January 30th, I believe. That's the exact date. If I could be wrong, make sure you check your local listings for date and time. But it's the 11th annual BET Celebration of Gospel, hosted by Steve Harvey. Make sure you check that out. And follow on, I'm going to also, like a brown by request, but I know that's hidden with Whitney Houston. She's going to make a surprise appearance on the show with a performance with Miss Ken Burrell. Here's Miss Whitney Houston, What I Didn't Know, My Own Strength.
Yeah. Lost touch with my soul. I had nowhere to turn. I had nowhere to go. Lost sight of my dream. Thought it would be the end of me. I thought I'd never make it through. I had no hope to hold on to. I thought I would break. I didn't know my own strength, and I crashed down and I tumbled, but I did not crumble. I got through all the pain. I didn't know my own strength. Survived my darkest hour. My faith kept me alive. I picked myself back up, hold my head up high. I was not built to break. I didn't know my own strength. Found hope in my heart. I found the light to light my way out of the dark. Found all that I need here inside of me. Oh, I thought I'd never find my way. I thought I'd never live that way. But I did not crumble. I got through all the pain. Oh, I didn't know my own strength. Yes, I did. I realized I hold my head up high. I was not built to break. I didn't know my own strength. I was not built to break. No, no. I got to know my own every hope.
I really appreciate it. Make sure you guys check him out once again. I'm going to leave you with Temptation, the title of Treat Her Like a Lady. Thank you so much. Love you. Stay up. Stay strong. Peace.
Treat her like a lady.
Freedom. no, I don't break even. The best days of the summer, my world. She finally met a man that's gonna put her first. While I'm wide awake, she's no trouble sleeping. Cause when the heart breaks, no, it don't break even.
Yeah. one. Yeah, from Little Kim, the Queen Bee. This lady's night, what? It must be Angie on the mic. The butter pea, honey, got the sugar, got the spice. Roll the L tight, keep the rhymes right, y'all. I just raised this motherfucker up last night. And I'm the rookie on this all-star team. Me and Kim is getting cream, like Thelma and Louise, but on chrome. Never leave that Brooklyn shit alone. So if you say it's on, then it's on. Bang this in your whip, pack some Coda Rody with the chips in the wrist. Here's a French tip, I've dismissed all you chicks.